So, we have been discussing Bhagavad Gita, the second chapter. The Lord has very elaborately explained the constitutional position of the living entity and the whole first portion of the six chapters. The Bhagavad Gita is divided into three portions. The first six chapters, the second six chapters, and the third six chapters. Actually, just like this book, there are two hard covers, and in the middle, there is the substance, writing. So the first six chapters, they are just like two covering, karma-yoga and jnana-yoga. And the middle six chapters, well protected, that is bhakti-yoga. So at the end of the first six chapters, Krishna concludes the yoga system. In the sixth chapter, he has explained the Sankhya Yoga system, and the concluding portion of the Sankhya Yoga system is Yoginam api sarvesham madgata antaratmana sadhyavan bhajati jomang sami yukta tamo. This is the conclusion of the yoga system. People generally, they are attracted by the yoga system. So the yoga system means always thinking of Krishna. That is samadhi. So 5,000 years ago, when when this yoga system was discussed between Krishna and Arjuna frankly admitted that this system was very difficult for him. He thought himself as a grihastha and a military man, so concentration of the mind and sitting in a posture and looking on the point of the nose, so many systems, find out a secluded place alone and observing so many rules and regulations, asana, dhyana, dharana, pranayama. So he thought it difficult for him. Therefore, Krishna, in order to encourage him, that although he could not practice the Ashtanga Yoga system, still there was no cause of disappointment. He concluded, therefore, tapasibha adhiko yogi jnani ho api matodhika karmibhyaschadhiko yogi tasmat yogi bhavad. He insisted, why you are sitting like that? You're sleeping? No. You'll be sleepy, don't sit like that. So the conclusion is, yoginamapi sarvesam madgata antaratmana sadhyavan bhajati jomang sami yuktutamo. This is the conclusion, that of all yogis who is always thinking of me, sadhyavan, without being sadhyavan, sadhya is the beginning of everything. Faith, saddha, respect. If you have no respect for Krishna, if you have no faith in Krishna, there is no advancement of spiritual life or yoga life. Therefore it is said, saddhava. Adho saddhya. The beginning of spiritual life is sraddhya. Faith, adau sadhya, adau sadhya tato sadhu sangha. First of all, faith. And faith has been described by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami as faith means vishwas. So he explains, sadhya sabde vishwas. Sudhira nischa. Sudhira nischa. Krishna bhakti kaile sarva karma kritaha. This is the sraddha. Sraddha means firm faith. As Krishna says, sarvadharman parityajya mami kang saranam vraja. So unless one has got faith, why one should consider himself that I must be completely surrendered to Krishna, unless one has got faith. Therefore, faith is the beginning. And to create faith, Krishna has explained about himself in the whole Bhagavad Gita. So one who is fortunate, after reading Bhagavad Gita thoroughly, he will have a strong faith in Krishna. If you have failed to achieve this status of faith, then there is no question of progress. That is explained by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. Saddha sabde vishas sudhira nischa. Saddha means firm faith. With conviction, yes, if I surrender to Krishna, then all my business will be perfect. All my spiritual life will be perfect. Therefore Krishna said, sraddhyavan bhajati, with sraddha, with full faith. Adu sraddhya, beginning is sraddha. If one has developed a little sraddha, just like we are giving chants throughout the whole world by this propaganda, opening centers, to create little sraddha. And if this sraddha is there, then next stage is sadhu sangha. If one wants to become Krishna conscious, if he has developed a little faith in it, the next stage is to associate with sadhu. And who is sadhu? Sadhu, sadhava, sadhubhusana, titikshava, karunika, srida, sarvabhutanam. So sadhu means very tolerant. And in another place, sadhu is described in the Bhagavad Gita. Bhajate mam ananna bhag, sadhu reva samanta. Apiche sudurachara, bhajate mam ananna bhag, sadhu reva samanta. In another place in the Bhagavad, the sadhu is described, titik sava karunika, surida sarva bhutanam. Ajata Satrava Shanta Sadhava Sadhubhujana. A sadhu, the first qualification is he must be a staunch devotee of Krishna or God, whatever you say. That is sadhu. That is the basic thing. That religion means to abide by the orders of God. That is religion. And sadhu means who is staunchly a devotee of Krishna. These are the description of sadhu. Therefore, sadhu sangha means to associate with devotees, those who are devotees of Krishna. That is sadhu sangha. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in another place says, sadhu sangha, sarva shastre kaya, lava matra sadhu sangha. sadhu sangha, sarva shastre. Lava-mātra sadhu-sāṅga sarva-siddhiha. Sadhu-sāṅga is very important. If we can associate with real sadhu, means real devotee, unadulterated devotee, anna-vilāsita-sunnam-gyana-karmādhanāvṛta, then the recommendation is that simply by associating with sadhu, all perfection will come. By simply association. Sadhu sangha, sarva shastre ko, lava matra sadhu sangha, sarva siddhi. So, this is very practical. We have got little experience how sadhu sangha is part. Adho saddha tato sadhu sangha. First thing is faith. Adho saddha tato sadhu sangha. Tata bhajala kriya. Ata anarthane vittishyat. Tato nishtha tato ruchi. Tata shakti tato bhava. Sadhukanam ayam premna pradud bhavi bhavet krama. These are the steps. Krama. Krama means one after another. So, our this Krishna consciousness movement is an attempt just to create little faith in Krishna. Then, the person whom we are trying to help, his business is to associate with sadhu. Satam prasangad mama bija sangvida ritkarna rasayana katha. Satam prasangad. If we discuss Krishna consciousness, bodhayantam parasparam dushanticha ravanticha. Everywhere the same thing. So, the Shraddha is required, then Sadhu Sangha, then Bhajana Kriya. If anyone actually, seriously associate with Sadhu, the next stage will be Bhajana Kriya. How to worship? Bhajana Kriya. Tata anartha nivittisya. Then anartha. Anartha means unnecessary things. We have practiced so many unnecessary things in our life. There are unnecessary things, when they are too much strong, that becomes sinful life. Unnecessary. The modern civilization is simply meant for creating unnecessary necessities all right. So we are becoming deviated from God. The more we are advancing in so-called material civilization, we are more becoming far away from God. Therefore, Bhaktivinoda Thakur has sung, jaro vidyasa mayara vaibhav. তোমার ভজনে বাধা। জড়বিদ্যা, দি ম্যাটেরিয়াল এডুকেশন, দে আর সিম্পলি প্যারাফার্নালিয়া অফ দিস ইলুসারি এনার্জি, মায়ার বৈভব। অ্যান্ড দি এফেক্ট অফ দিস অ্যাডভান্সমেন্ট অফ ম্যাটেরিয়াল সিভিলাইজেশন মিন্স স্টপিং ওয়ান্স রিলেশনশিপ উইথ গড। জড়বিদ্যা সব মায়ার বৈভব, তোমার ভজনে বাধা। অনিত্য সংসারে, অনিত্য মিন্স দিস টেম্পোরারি লাইফ, দিস এভরি ওয়ান উই আর ইন দিস মেটেরিয়াল ওয়ার্ল্ড, সে ফর 50 years, 60 years, 100 years, দ্যাট ইজ টেম্পোরারি। ইন দি আনলিমিটেড টাইম, এ ডিউরেশন অফ লাইফ সে অফ 100 years, দ্যাট ইজ নথিং, ইভেন নট ইভেন এ পয়েন্ট, ইট ইজ ভেরি টেম্পোরারি। বাট ইন দিস টেম্পোরারি লাইফ উই আর অ্যাডিক্টেড টু সো মেনি আননেসেসারি থিংস অ্যান্ড উই আর ফরগেটিং আওয়ার রিয়েল বিজনেস, হাউ টু গো টু হোম, ব্যাক টু হোম, ব্যাক টু গড। দেয়ারফর ভক্তিবিনোদ ঠাকুর ল্যামেন্টস, হি ওয়াজ এ গ্রেট রেসপন্সিবল গভর্নমেন্ট অফিসার, ম্যাজিস্ট্রেট, বাট এ গ্রেট ডিভোটি অফ দি লর্ড, and he is one of the acharyas, Bhaktivinoda Thakur. So he writes about his own experience. So jara vidya sa mayar vaibhav tomar bhajane badha. The more we make advancement in the temporary materialistic comforts, the more we become implicated in unnecessary things, and they are all impediments for making progress in spiritual life. That is his opinion, and that's a fact. We have seen in Western countries, they are still more materially advanced, but spiritually they are dull, blockheaded, spiritually. Very difficult to convince them spiritually. So, sadhu sangha, by association of sadhu, one can achieve advancement in spiritual life. Then all shastras, it is recommended that associate. Chanakya Pandit, the great politician, you know, he also says, taja durjana sangam, তজ দুর্জন সঙ্গম ভজ সাধু সমাগমম। তজ দুর্জন সঙ্গ, গিভ আপ অ্যাসোসিয়েশন উইথ ব্যাড এলিমেন্টস। হোয়াট আর দি ব্যাড এলিমেন্টস? দ্যাট ইজ অলসো এক্সপ্লেন বাই চৈতন্য মহাপ্রভু। এ ডিভোটি আস্কড হিম দ্যাট হোয়াট শুড বি দি বিহেভিয়ার অফ এ পার্সন হু ইজ স্পিরিচুয়ালি ইনক্লাইন্ড, or Vaishnav. Spiritually inclined means Vaishnav. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that asat sanga tyagi Vaishnavacha. Those who are interested in spiritual life are to become a devotee. The first business is to give up the association of bad elements. Asat sanga tyagi Vaishnavat. One line. The next question is, then who is asat? Asat akstri sangi Krishna bhakta. He has described who is asat. Stri sangi. Stri sangi means those who are unnecessarily addicted to women. Unnecessary. One should be married, one must have children. That is not illicit association. But otherwise, Krishna also says, dharma avuriddha kamasmi aham. Kama, lust, sex life, which is not against religious principle, that I am. I am. That kind of lust I am. So, dharma. So, according to religious system, people should not be cats and dogs or hogs in the matter of sex life. They must have regulated life. They must have married wife, married husband, and only for nice children they should unite. These are the description given by the Vinshati Prakar, Dharma Shastra Manusangita, not otherwise. Therefore it is called Grihastha Ashram. Ashram. The Sannyas Ashram, Grihastha Ashram, Vanaprastha Ashram, everything is ashram. We can understand as soon as this word is used, ashram, it means there is some spiritual taint or spiritual life. So grihastha, that is also spiritual life. One may live with wife and children and execute spiritual life. All the associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they are all grihasthas. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself also was grihastha. So to become grihastha is not a disqualification. But to live as a grihastha, according to the injunction of the Shastra, that is required. That is Krishna says, dharma avruddhakam, which is not against religious principle, that sort of lust I am. So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, asatak strisangi, that means one who is not satisfied, religious life with wife, and that kind, he is asadhu. He is asadhu. Krishna strisangi and Krishna abhakt. He summarizes the description of asadhu in two words. One who is too much addicted to sense enjoyment, and one who is not a devotee of Krishna, he is asadhu. So Krishna has also described that namang duskitanam murha prapadyante naradhama. Maya aparitajnana asuri bhavamasita. So there are many descriptions in many shastras that one should avoid asadhu and try to associate with sadhu. Then his life will be successful. Because human life is meant for spiritual advancement of life, not for advancement of eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. That is cats and dogs' life. Human life means advancement in spiritual life. Tapo dibbang putraka jena shuddhe the satta. We have to purify our existence. That people do not know what is impure existence and what is pure existence. They do not know. There is no education. There is no science. Because you do not understand that we are living entities, we are part and parcel of God. God is eternal, so I am also eternal. God is always fresh, I am also fresh. Nitya sasatayam. Purana, although Krishna is the oldest person. Krishna is Adi Purush. He must be the oldest. Navajaubanat. Advaita achyati anadi anantarupam adyam purana purusha navajaubanat. This is Krishna's feature. He is the Adi Purush. The oldest. Aham adi devanam Krishna says, I am the origin of all the demigods, Brahma, Vishnu, Mahesha. The Brahma Sangita supports it, that Adyam Purana Purusha, Lord Brahma says, the Lord is Adyam, he is the origin. Krishna also says, Aham Sarvasya Prabhava Matta Sarvam Pravartat. The Vedanta says, Janmadi Asya Jata, Janmadasya Jata, the Supreme Lord. So he is the oldest. And we being part and parcel, we are also the oldest. Nitya Nityanam, Chitana Chitananam, we are also Nitya. And Krishna is also Nitya. We are also living entity with knowledge. Krishna is also living entity with knowledge. Simply, he is our leader. He is the supreme, that's all. So, we do not know how our existence has been polluted. That we do not know. We are just like cats and dogs. We are taking birth and dying without any knowledge. Bhutta, bhutta, praliyat. But this is not our position. Our position is as good as Krishna. Krishna is all-powerful. We are minute. He is Vibhu, we are Anu. That is the difference. Otherwise, qualitatively, we are all one. So, why you are under this obligation of taking birth and dying again? This is our impure existence. This is our impure existence. So this human form of life is meant for purifying this existential position. No more birth, no more death. As soon as there is birth, there is death. If there is no birth, there is no death. So, this can be done simply by Krishna consciousness, simply by developing Krishna consciousness. That is explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Janma karma me dibbam jujanati tat. Dibbam, this very word is used, dibbam. So we have to undergo austerities, penances for this dibbam, for transcendental life. Dibbam. Tapo dibbam, little tapasya. In the Kali Yuga, we cannot perform very severe. Krishna is very kind. He has given us different opportunities for elevating to our transcendental life in different ages. In this age, because we are so fallen and so limited and so badly associated, that it is very difficult to undergo severe austerities and penances. We cannot go into the forest. We cannot perform yoga systems very nicely. We cannot perform yogas. We cannot worship the Lord in temple very nicely. So many difficulties. Therefore, Shastra has given us concession. Kalauta dhari kirtanat. In this age, simply by chanting this Hare Krishna mantra, Mahamantra, one can be elevated. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has blessed. Yaha hoite sarva siddhi hoibe toma. If you chant this Hare Krishna mantra, you will get all perfection. All perfection. So, everything is there, but we do not wish to take advantage. Tapasya, human life is meant for tapasya. We know in our Indian history, all big, big kings, they went to the forest, tapasya. The king Bharat Maharaj, under whose name this planet is called Bharat Varsha, he left his kingdom young wife, children, everything, at the age of 24 years. And he went for tapasya. So the Pandavas also, everyone, their last stage of life should be especially meant for tapasya. Not that up to the point of death we shall remain addicted to this worldly life, no. So, this life is meant for purifying our existence. That means stop this cycle of birth and death. Janma mrityu jara vyadhi dukkha dosha anudarsana. We should always keep in front. We may think, we may be puffed up as very much advanced in material comfort, but you may do so. But at the same time, you should keep in front janma mrityu jara vyadhi. You should always think that what advancement we have made. Have you stopped dying? Having stopped birth? There are so many contraceptive methods. But the population is increasing. The birth is going on. Similarly, we have discovered so many nice medicines, but people are dying. You cannot stop this. Birth, death. They are trying to remain as young man, as young woman, but they are getting older. So, intelligent man should always keep in front that what advancement we have made. Simply struggling. A struggle, a heavy struggle, a hard struggle. That struggle, we are thinking this is advancement. You're struggling just like ass. The whole day and night you are working. Actually, I'm working very hard, but I'm thinking that I've advanced. Janma mrityu jara vyadhi. We are trying to find out so many medicines, so many humanitarian work. What is that? There is famine, there is struggle. Why don't you do something so that people will not be anymore in famine, anymore in distress? There will be no more scarcity of water. That is required. So these are the problems. And so however we may solve all these problems, the problem of material existence, birth, death, old age and disease, that cannot be stopped. Either you become Brahma or something like that. That is not possible. That is possible only by Krishna consciousness. That is explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Mam upeta kaunteya dukkhalayam asasatam napnuvanti mahatmana saṃsiddhiṃ paramāṅgata. Mam upeta kaunteya. Dukkhalayam asasatam. This world is recommended by the creator of this world as dukkhalayam asasatam. It is the place for miseries, and that also temporary. If you want to make compromise, all right, it may be miserable life, I will stay here. That also will not be allowed. You'll be kicked out after some days. You may try to become very comfortable, good income, good bank balance, nice wife, nice car, but one day it will come, you'll be kicked out. Please get out. Finish. Mrityu sarva harascha aham. Krishna says that I am mrityu. I take away everything at that time. Finished everything. So, this is our foolishness, that we are trying to be happy in a place which is recommended by the Creator Himself, dukkhalayam asasatam. Dukkhalayam. This is called foolishness. Therefore, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Anitya Sangsare Mon. We are already in a distressed place and we are increasing our distressed condition of life. That means we are becoming more and more ass by the name of so-called advancement of education. Jara vidya sab mayara vaibhav tomar bhajane bhaje. If by advancement of civilization we forget God and forget the mission of our life, and that is nothing but to become like an ass. Unnecessary work. The ass, the example is given the ass, because ass has no sense. He works very hard. You have got experience. The washerman's ass. It is loaded with 3 tons of cloth and takes it to the ghat and again brings it. And what is the result? He gets little grass. That's all. But he has no sense that this grass I can get anywhere where I am so working hard for this washerman. And therefore it is ass. I will take 4 chapatis, but I am working so hard. There is no limit of my working. And one day, Krishna comes, please get out, finish. So we are all asses. Therefore, Kaviraj Goswami says, Krishna je bhaje sevaro chotu. Only intelligent man is he who is Krishna conscious. Otherwise, all asses. Krishna je bhaje sevaracha. So that bhajan, Krishna is teaching us. He is beginning the yoga system. Yoginam api sarvesam madgata antaratmana sadhyaman bhajate jo maam samaye yuktatam. He is first class yogi. So, we shall discuss first-class yogi from tomorrow again. Thank you very much.
Up to what extent the society has succeeded in India for promoting Krishna consciousness?
Now you have come, it is success. This is success. You have come to Krishna consciousness. That is our success. Formerly you are not coming, now you have come. So that is our success.
It is considerably impressed Western materialistic countries by being a spiritualistic country. Why India has forgotten the greatness of the Godhead?
Because there is great propaganda to cut down by your leaders. They are naturally inclined. Anyone who takes birth in India, it is to be supposed that in his past life he was spiritual. Bharat bhumite manushya janma hailo ja. There is great opportunity for persons who are born in India for spiritual advancement. Unfortunately, by force, by propaganda, we are suppressing them. That is the cause. We are suppressing them. Otherwise, still we get experience. We hold this Hare Krishna festival in Calcutta, Bombay and other places here also. Many thousands of people are coming. Because at heart there is Krishna consciousness. But by external forces, they are being suppressed. That is going on. It is not natural, it is unnatural. Natural is every Indian is Krishna conscious. That is natural. By artificial means they are being suppressed. This is the misfortune of the present day of India. Can be done. There is no, in the educational system, no Bhagavad Gita. Just see. How much unfortunate, one Indian girl in Berkeley University, She asked me, Swamiji, what is God? Yes, see. She is Indian, where God takes birth, Ramchandra, Krishna, and she is now materially advanced. Now she is asking, what is God? This is our position. The land where gods come, from that land is advanced student is asking, what is God? This is our advancement. Hare Krishna.
Is it necessary that God should be worshipped in particular form only?
Well, there is only one form, bhakti. There is no other form. It is not a particular, it is the only. Just like there are 9 holes in your body. The only one hole will be used for eating, not other holes. If you pushed your foodstuff in other holes, it will be useless. Similarly, God is one, and to understand God, the only process is bhakti, that's all. There is no other process.
How a devotee has arrived to this particular form?
Well, this is in the shastras. God says, bhakta mam abhijanati. Only through devotion one can understand me. So not the devotee has discovered. God says, this is the only way. If you want to know God, you must know Him by the process He recommends. Don't discover your own way. Not that jatamat tatapat. You discover all rascal moth and God will be available. No. If you want to know God, then this is the only. Bhakta mam abhijanati. Javana jaschami tat tat. That is the only way. There is no other way. Chant.